For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Happy to be out of Indianapolis.
And any reason why you say Indiana and Annapolis?
I hate it. I hate that stupid city.
And why is Marcos going bowling after the show?
He looks like he's going to bowling, but like it's a Cinco de Mayo bowling fest.
Yeah.
I call this my dulce de leche. It's a matching set, just in case you're wondering.
No.
Come on now. Come on now, baby.
The opposite of a closed set.
Hey. You went full Cuban today, huh?
Oh, this is what happens when you don't do laundry and only your best stuff is available.
Wow. This is it, man. You gotta come strong.
I am overdressed.
J-Fix said he's going bowling at the beach in Mexico.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you.
This is definitely Mexico stuff.
That city is a hellhole. I am so glad to be out of there. Oh my God. What a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah, but you know what's weird?
You can't say that. I don't think you can say that about
it. What do you mean I can't say that?
You can't call a whole place a bunch of weirdos.
Indianapolis is known for a lot of like historic things.
Are they?
The Indianapolis 500.
Oh, that's literally the only thing. Oh, the combine. Oh, that's the only one.
What else?
Larry Bird, something? Was he there?
Can I just say this? You know what's crazy? Every time I've been to Indianapolis, I go there, I do what I got to do, and I get the hell out of there.
Dude, that's
right.
The point.
It's a weird thing.
Because if you're around people, you're like, wow, what a bunch of weirdos. Sorry.
Doesn't it almost seem like they're not in the Midwest?
Yeah. It was a strange city. It was like one block is a ghost town, and then the next there's some guy barking like a dog. I'm like, what is happening here?
Are you sure you didn't have nothing to drink? Because you did shadow box in Vegas.
Dude, I didn't. I drank like a couple of beers. Like, that's the most. Like, I didn't have anything more than two beers in a sitting. Right. I'm telling you, it was a weird place.
Well, how was the food? Was the food out? Because, like, you know, you go to Kansas City, you got to get barbecue. Right? You go here, you got to get this. And what do you got to get in Indy?
I went to that place I told you about that I was recommended to be the fried chicken place. It was really good.
Okay.
The Eagle. That was good. I went to
Hike or was it near downtown?
It wasn't a hike. It was like two blocks from my hotel.
Oh, okay. Good.
And
okay.
Then I went to a deep dish pizza place on my way home from one day from the, cause here's the thing that sucked. Can I tell you, this was the probably why I was in a grumpy mood. The most annoying thing. They Odysseyed me. Here's what they did. They scheduled lunch, but you only had lunch from noon to two and you couldn't bring food on the field. So I literally could, and it was a hike to get to catering. So like I'm going through, I'm like, oh man.
So hungry.
Everybody's, damn. Why does Dennis Dodd get some chips? I don't get anything.
Check this out.
So you couldn't that's eat at all? Even bring breakfast?
Dude, that's why he needed me there. Because you know, if there's food to be had, Leroy getting that food.
But you couldn't bring it on the field. That was the annoying thing.
Hey.
Sir, my first day, I brought a coffee on the field. Sir, only water on the field. I'm like, what? Get out of here. People pee on this field. Channing Crowder said so. What are we doing? Anyway, then my Indianapolis experience was closed with the most Indianapolis experience of all time, which was my flight, which ended up being, I was supposed to do a layover in Philly. And the layover in Philly was going to be like an hour. Then I had to fly down from Philly to Fort Lauderdale. But we just got kept
another getting, city you love.
Oh, jeez. So we kept getting notifications like, hey, Philly flight delayed. You won't get until like 1:45. What? So they let you change the flight, though. And you could change it to a direct Indy to Miami. So we were parked in Fort Lauderdale, but me and Mike from the Orange Bowl, we ended up just flying to Miami. We Ubered to Fort Lauderdale to get our cars.
Why didn't you just call me?
Dude, it was like 11 o'clock.
I ain't doing nothing.
I wouldn't have made you pick me up at 11 o'clock. That's crazy talk.
Bro, you could have called me. I would have called Leroy.
You know what? That's rat bastard behavior right there.
That is total rat bastard.
I love the way, you know what's funny? Here's what's funny about you. As long as we've been doing this show, and as well as you know me, you know if you get in a pinch, you could call me.
Of course.
But yet, he always says, I didn't want to bother you with that.
That was late, dude. That's a big ask. That's a real pinch.
But
that's like if I lost my wallet and I can't afford or my phone was stolen and I can't afford an Uber. Like, I'm not doing that to you.
Yeah, but all right. But I'm just saying, like, so now, see, where's your luggage?
It was with me. I did full carry on.
Oh.
I did full carry.
Every time I do carry on, I always have like a shaving item or something like that. And that's why I just don't.
Well, you know me, I'm like a werewolf too, you know, like.
Yeah. See there. No, it's tough. I mean, I'm always looking when we go, here's the funny thing about when we travel. I will have golf clubs, a bag or whatever. And each one of them is 52 pounds. And they go, I can't let you on this plane with that. You got to be under 50. I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me?
And they don't weigh. And you know what's funny? They don't weigh if you have carry-ons. They're just like, yeah, go ahead.
Right. So you can like, but then Tobin is the only one that gets checked.
Dude.
And overchecked and rechecked.
Probably.
And I'm waiting for him every flight. Yeah.
Dude, this is, and you know what? I'm blaming you now because I think today, this was the first flight I can remember traveling with my broadcast stuff, not checked. Now,
was it the airport?
It was the airport. Yeah. Okay. It was both in Indy and with Fort Lauderdale. Now, they got these fancy scanners now. So maybe they just know. I don't know. Everybody's got these new fancy scanners, so maybe that's what's doing it. But I didn't get popped once.
Usually, it's your equipment that they like stop and they're like, "What is always?"
Dude,
man, that sucks.
And then they ask him what each individual item is.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there waiting. Now, keep in mind, when you fly early in the morning, you're already cutting it close.
Yep.
And you're already, and you don't know how you're going to go into Vegas Airport. The Vegas Airport could be an hour wait to get through, or it could be a 10-minute wait. You don't know. I'm like, oh.
Nah, the airport experience was super easy, other than we had to flip our flights. But the airport was not crowded at all.
Now, did you get to flip your flight at the gate you were at, or did you have to run to the other gate?
They were like right across from each other. It was honestly, that was really easy. Literally did it on the American Airlines app, and it was like, cool, and they didn't even charge you. They're like, no charge.
I
was stunned.
That's a Karen situation right there. You're gonna charge me for flipping a flight that you screwed up?
Well, dude, when we got to Miami, I mean, I don't know what's going on with Miami, but it's hell on earth. Miami International Airport.
It is.
Because we land and there's just like line after line after line of people trying to recheck or rebook their flights. It was chaos at like 11 o'clock last night. I was like, geez. Although I didn't know Half Moon Empanadas at the Miami International Airport.
Yes. Yep. I did know that. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I looked up their locations one time and saw them. I'm very impressed. They're trying to make a comeback in our lives. They know that we veered into different empanadas.
You have swayed. Now, but this was the most Indianapolis experience to end my time. I'm like waiting, you know. I was like group 7 of whatever the groups are when they let you board. They're like group 5. And I'm like looking, and I see this very tall individual walking and hustling over to the gate to, and I'm like, is that Indiana Pacers forward Obi Toppin
on your flight?
Sure enough, what? Sure enough, to conclude my okay. Indiana experience,
yep.
It was eighth most famous Pacer, wow. Obi Toppin. I didn't realize I had first class on my flight, so I forgot that makes sense.
What?
On the way back or both ways?
No. I didn't have first class, but I didn't know the flight actually had first class. I'm like, oh, it makes sense. Because I didn't think, I was like, didn't Obi Toppin just sign a $60 million deal?
I was going to say, what group was he in?
So here's the kicker. When you sent the text,
yeah,
you made it sound like you were flying first class.
No.
Yeah.
I thought
Marcos asked exit row or first class.
I wanted to make sure, you know.
No. I wasn't sitting first class, but yeah. It was fun. No, like I didn't even realize that the flight had first class because I flew Southwest there. Southwest doesn't have first class.
Right.
Southwest is open seating. So I'd forgotten that American Airlines has first class. I'm like, is Obi Toppin just flying commercial? Like, because my first thought was, didn't he just sign like an $80 million deal?
So you mean to tell me Obi Toppin?
Well, sometimes you fly like you got to fly, but I always get screwed because on the way there, see, I know when I have my luggage, it's going to cost extra, right? So if I can upgrade to first class, you don't have to pay that money for the luggage, but you get to fly first class for the same money. So that's why every time we fly, I always check. But here's how they get you. On the way back, they don't give you that option.
Yeah.
So you always get stuck.
Always. Dade South's like, this guy doesn't have socks on. Can't trust him. somebody did go little piggies out on the way there.
Ah.
Full barefoot next to me. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Barefoot?
Isn't it gross?
It was gross. You're right. I'm glad you guys saved me from that.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Gotta wear socks, dude. Gotta wear socks in the airport. Them.
Can't trust them.
You can. And Tobin would do it.
I'm glad you guys saved
somebody, Harvey and Richie said, the dog sniffed me the other day. I thought I was done.
Look at this guy.
Whoa, the piggy's out,
Toes. I'm telling you.
There is no sign of his shoes anywhere.
He doesn't look like he has toes.
I know. Look at this.
That's going on. How little his toes are.
What is going on?
Except for that one middle toe.
That's very strange.
Oh my goodness. Tobin.
Does look like he has an overgrown baby foot.
Wait. So are you glad we talked you out of that?
Very glad.
Okay.
Very glad.
Oh,
very glad.
Goodness.
Then I had this little child next to me. I thought I was gonna luck out because they were like very last minute on the plane. I was like, "Ooh, gonna get a whole row to myself."
If you have a little kid, you got room, unless he's
But he was Talladega Nights, dude. He was
cheer.
This kid was getting ready for the Olympics, dude. Doing like a Simone Biles routine in his seat.
He was hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Hopped up on Mountain Dew, champ.
Dude, you know what's amazing? That trip back from Vegas, when everybody's exhausted on the plane, watching people trying to get in a position to sleep, it's almost borderline embarrassing. Like, you will sleep. And I see people sleeping on a tripod. Tobin was just like, that's why I always get middle seat is terrible.
I always get
the one by the window, and I can just grab my little.
You can just snuggle.
Yeah.
I'm an aisle seat guy. I like the aisle.
Oh yeah.
Pop up when I want.
For sure.
You can't trust the people next to you.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm always looking at them. Like, is this guy gonna have to go use the bathroom during the flight? Right. Or if you have old people, they don't care. Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the old people that I had the last time we got back from Vegas, the two, because they were wheelchair bound, except somehow, I mean, they must have had so many years of marriage that the old abuelo, he was ready to hightail it out of there away from abuela because he left her high and dry. And then as soon as he got to the end of the flight, right on the wheelchair, I was like, damn, it's like that after all those years of marriage, huh? Leave her in the dust. He mustered up the strength to just to have 30 seconds apiece.
This is it. This is his athletic feat of the day. He got his steps in.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
We actually don't have time
still,
for it.
Still got my back. You know what that's for?
That's for Tua?
That's for Tua's money.
We'll take a break. We'll give you your Dolphins updates coming up next.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin! Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Dude, sound like, for the last couple of weeks, you've been sounding like you've been just lighting it up on both sides of the candle.
I know. I'm very happy to be home and just get to stay home now.
You know what I like about home? I can just go in my backyard, turn on my TV, if I want to cook something on the grill, and just get in the pool and chill.
Yep. I'm just excited to be home.
And Last time we tried to do that, we almost dehydrated at in Vegas because it's so hot. Oh my goodness, so hot!
Yeah, it was brutal.
If I'm not mistaken, Monday was the hottest day ever
in Vegas.
No, like statistically in the world.
Oh wow!
Yeah, which beat the previous record set on Sunday.
Are you liking this? as an amphibian? You know?
No, because all the ponds are drying out. No mud.
Miami Dolphins are getting back on the practice field today. Day three of training camp. I cannot wait for the stock report today. I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness.
I cannot wait. People are out here. We're worried about what Tua's going to do. I really am just excited because I want to know, can Cam Smith build off of yesterday? Can Chop Robinson build off of yesterday? Whose stock will be up and whose stock will be down? Yeah.
All I care about is let's get a little physicality. Let's put the pads on because you got to see how Chop Robinson's going to handle hands really being put on him.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? So
I'm going to be boots on the ground on Sunday. I'm going to go.
Where are you going?
Yeah. Boots on the ground.
I thought about it. I usually go once or twice a year, but it's too hot.
Well, it ain't in Davie anymore.
Either. It's just right there for me. I can just hop right on. But the problem is, got a golf tournament this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
And the trigger finger is fixed.
Are you teaming up with our boy, Lou?
No. It's the Broward Amateur is this weekend.
Ah, gotcha.
Ah, of course. The BA. Mike McDaniel has just addressed the media. This is the Dolphins head coach on the plan with Tua for today.
Tua, we didn't observe him do anything yesterday. Was that veteran day of rest, or was that part of his hold in? And what do you expect today?
No, there's nothing's changed really from that standpoint and how we're collectively approaching practice. As far as today, I do think you'll observe him playing football in a multitude of fashions.
Do you guys talk every day about the plan for the day, or is there a plan for the week? How do you do that?
Every day. You know, I think it's important to assess all variables, take into consideration everyone involved as the head coach. And so, you know, you'd love to get in front of it, but there's a lot of days and that if you're trying to extrapolate that. A lot of days that you can't account for different way the wind blows. So every day assessing exactly what we're doing because we're trying to do good jobs here.
Well, I appreciate everybody trying to do a good job.
Yo, see, here's the thing. I can sense the just annoying behavior of Mike McDaniel. He's answering like in his way, like when he answers short and just ends it, like he's getting annoyed by it.
Of course.
Right? He is. And I don't blame him. But at the same time, he's trying to be a good soldier about it too. Right. He is. So and here's the dip and here's why I wish Vlad was here. Right?
Ouch.
Damn,
the way the way his coach went after his quarterback for missing a couple of days, and the way Mike McDaniel handles this situation. He ain't throwing nobody under the bus. Right?
He's trying not to.
He's trying not to. But Saleh just is
well, but it is, look, as much as Mike McDaniel is fun loving and a different guy, he is still a football coach, and he is meticulous, and he does want things run his way, and I'm sure he is sick of the UTEP quarterback getting a lot
out of your hands.
I don't know.
There is nothing here. There is nothing at this point that Mike McDaniel could say that would get it done, but there is a lot that Mike McDaniel would say that could piss some people off.
What if
his bosses or his star player? Mm-hmm. So it's a
At this point for him, isn't it more important for him to back his player than his bosses?
Yes. Here's why. Because there has been no person in this world that has supported Tua more than Mike McDaniel. And if ever he gives any inclination that he doesn't support him as much as he has, then that could affect what Tua does on the field.
I'm thinking about this because the fans get to go out for the first time on Sunday. So Tua, he balls out a couple of days. He gets that orange jersey. Then he controls the playlist. And I go back to D. Wade's contract standoff back with the Miami Heat, where on Snapchat, he would play Rihanna's Bitch Better Have My Money. And so if he gets to control the playlist, we could just we could hear Rihanna as soon as everybody comes out of the tunnel.
Well,
or do you feel like they would negate the playlist?
It was a jab.
Can't negate the playlist.
Can't negate the playlist.
Them's the rules.
So if he goes and gets that orange.
They could come at him with, we can't have that kind of vulgar, you know, music on the thing. We say, well, I'll play the clean version then. Yeah.
What if it's just like all money related?
Not my money.
He goes, oh no. We've replaced bitch with the word fins.
Fins better have my money.
Nice, like a kids' bop.
There would be something if all the fans start cheering.
Well, I am curious. You know, like what is going to be the fan reaction, especially if he's not at, like. I feel like if he goes out there and in front of the fans, I don't know what the better approach is: not playing or throwing a bombski. Probably throwing a bombski, but then all of a sudden everybody goes, "Pay to."
Here's the problem. If the organization has supported Tua and handled his first 2 years right, and we were to this point, I'd be more inclined to agree with them, right? But part of the reason why Tua isn't farther along is because the way they handled Tua his first 2 years. And so then you can't turn around and then put that on him, right? It's like, and so, you know, and I wonder why any organization does this. And people have been around football as long as all these people have, know the process of developing a player and what have you. And for people to just think that after 2 or 3 years as a quarterback, you're supposed to know when you come right into the league playing at the next, at the highest level, right? You're learning on the fly. You're getting, you're taking your bumps and bruises in game time situations. Now add injury into that, right? And so you can go back and use whatever excuse you want for Tua. Fans can say, well, he hasn't won a big game. Well, hell, hasn't nobody won a big game in 20 plus years here? So at what point are you going to give a guy a chance to do it? Was he supposed to do it right away? Well, I mean, like, that's what I don't get.
Well, it's also like, this is going to be such a joyless season if we're going to go through this. And it's like, it kind of feels that way. Like, it feels almost, you know, I feel like everybody was so amped for last year. And I don't know. It feels like now it's back to, because it was such a heartbreaking. And then, listen, they had a part in it. They blew it last year.
Yeah.
Yes, there was some very, very bad luck too. But ultimately, like, we were all riding high in the middle of that year. You had the one seed in hand, you had the AFC East in hand, and you yacked all over yourself.
I
feel like the trickle down has been, man, everybody just feels so,
but
like, lifeless going into this year.
Here's the point in time where the organization has to sit back, evaluate the end of last year, and come up with some honest answers. Why did this happen? Right? More so than we do, more so than the fans do, because now we're sitting back looking as if we don't understand what happened last year with everybody being broken down. Like that didn't matter. And so we have this conversation all the time when I say, if I'm a player and I'm not 100%, I would question whether I should play, because you're going to get graded as if you didn't try to suck it up and give whatever you can. And if you don't play, fans say, well, why don't you give us something? This is why. Situations like this, that team was diminished to a level where it made it difficult for them to be the team that we saw in the middle of the season. Now, get it. It goes to the quarterback. I get that. We can do that. Fans can do that. But not the organization. They should have the real reasons why it didn't work out.
For sure.
And what they're doing is they're basically putting it all on Tua too.
We'll take a quick break. More to come here. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Before we get the break, though, I want to let you guys know, if you guys want to get to Misfits Boxing, it is coming to the James L. Knight Center on August 10th. Give you a chance to win right now. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560. The event features the highly anticipated match between FaZe Temper and Josh Bruckner. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560. It is Misfits Boxing coming to the James L. Knight Center on August 10th. The influencer boxing going hot and heavy right now. If you guys want to go, should be a really fun event. 305-567-0560. Caller 3. Win a pair of tickets right now. Back with more after this.
What's up? Fresh is our turn, baby. Get up with those Gator boots for your bitch. Just see what them Gucci suits. Ain't got no job, but I stay shy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Happy Friday to everybody out there getting into this weekend. Good to be back in South Florida. I'm so happy to be back.
You're not really in South Florida.
Well, I mean, of course, I'm more South Florida than I was in Indiana.
Yeah, for sure. I went to a ranch in Florida the other day, and I was like, where the hell am I?
Like, where were you?
Tobin's house?
Westgate River Ranch. You guys ever heard of that?
I don't know what that is. Exactly. What is that?
I don't know. It's like, you know, if you do like family reunions, you can rent more than one thing.
Is that like one of those things where they're like, hey, come on, this will be fun. And you're like, this isn't fun.
Oh, yeah. It was great that I was only required to be there for a couple hours because, oh, man, I had a show that weekend. So sorry, guys. Yeah. But enjoy camping for the next 2 days. That should be fun.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're a big star. I'm a big star. I have no time for ranching.
For ranching.
What am I, part of Yellowstone? Okay. Speaking of Cowboys, you see this Jerry Jones?
Dude. My. You think behind closed doors, they're like, oh, crap, we in trouble. Jerry, say something.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what this was.
Because he has three players who are going to get paid top five in their position. That's not counting the other two they just assume is leaving.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he has no answer for it.
Oh, he has an answer.
I mean, he does. It ain't a good one.
It's a long-winded answer. Here was Jerry Jones yesterday discussing the state of the Cowboys.
I'm all in. I'm all in. Sometimes being all in means you narrow. You remove the months out here that are in the future, and you narrow it down to where all we're talking about is right now in the next playoff season, and that's it for everybody. We're all in. We're all in. It's all right there. Let's okay. We all got some things out here in the future, another two or three years on contracts, all that stuff. Let's all get in here. Zero right now in this. Dak's got his year contract. Let's focus right here. We all got a lot on the line for that playoff game. A lot of it. So you've got to understand a weird way of looking at it a little bit with that time. Now, having said that, I want to say this to our fans. I know that I have had a lot of mistakes in these years. But the same guys making this decision that has the Cowboys and really got there by the skin of my teeth. And it was a miracle that I was able to pull it off. A miracle. But the same imagination, the same risk taking, the same taking risk, but being pragmatic, being inconsistent, sometimes looking like you're a Mississippi riverboat gambler, and then sometimes looking like you're trying to guard the National Vault. Those inconsistencies are how we got here. Now, that is what you're seeing going on right now. And I don't know for sure if it's going to work, but I am giving it everything I've got, and I'm all in to have it everything I've got. As sensitive as our fans are, they got a full load, a full-time me. I'm all in.
All right, Calvin.
Can I break that down for you?
All right, Calvin.
Please give it your best shot.
Dak. CD, Micah, y'all ain't getting nothing. Let's just concentrate on this year, and then we'll revisit this next year, even though we're going to be in a worse situation next year. Right? Because think about it. If you get to where you want to go, say they get to the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
Dak, CD, and Micah. Now you really can't afford them all.
Yeah, for sure.
But here's the problem. They gave up 48 points to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a defensive player should be coming asking me for more money. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like his first time getting paid. Of course he's going to ask for more money, you know?
He can ask. But see, here's what I like to do. I like to take the reasons why it didn't work and compare them to what we think of Tua. Right? Some quarterbacks, they will always give that benefit to. For example, Aaron Rodgers, as long as he's been in Green Bay, no running game, No playmakers, no defense, right? That's all we heard with Aaron Rodgers. Even though they go 13-3, 14-2, 12-4 every year, right? Some quarterbacks, no matter what is going on around them, it's on them. Dak's one of those guys. Like, you can say what you want about Dak. Dak didn't give up 48 points. He ain't play a lick of defense. 48 points to Green Bay. Y'all gave up so many points against Green Bay. They quarterback holding out.
That's true.
Right? And they scored 32. It wasn't a blowout.
He knows, but he's like, as a riverboat gambler, whatever the hell he's called, does he know what all in means? Because it kind of feels like he's calling. I don't think he is all in. I don't think he understands. That's all what that means.
As a riverboat gambler, all in means that you put all your chips on the table and sign everybody.
It kind of is like, no, there, you know, you guys are all in. I'm going to sit this one out.
Right. I get where he is. He's in a bad spot. And he's trying to explain being in a bad spot while still keeping the enthusiasm of his fans.
Yep.
And at some point, you just got to be aware that, man, and it's his own doing, because at any point in time, he could have re-signed some of these guys early and kind of created some more space for the future. But he's the only guy that now has, he's going to have five guys that's going to get paid in the top five of their position. And you can't withstand that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can. I mean, it's this cap keeps going up.
Not five guys. Not five guys. Every year, you can have one or two, maybe three guys.
You cannot have five guys getting paid top five money.
Yeah,
but the only guy that you really could look at, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, of obvious, like, you want to like give it one last hurrah. Like, I can understand them saying, "Hey, Dak Prescott, let's give it one last hurrah." You have paid Dak Prescott once.
Yeah, but here's the problem. If you do this, you can't franchise him. And athletes are petty too.
Mm-hmm.
That could go somewhere just because.
He could, but like the odds are, though, if they do end up giving him the contract that he wants, he's probably not going to go anywhere. He's probably
not. You willing to, would you be willing to bet your franchise on that?
Am I betting my franchise on Dak Prescott? No, but I'm saying,
if you're an owner, and say Dak does well this year and get you to an NFC championship game, are you willing to hope with the games that you've played with Dak, not only this contract, but the last contract, that he just says, you know what, I'm done? Then what?
I don't know. I feel like if you get to that point, they're going to back up the Brinks truck for him.
But then what about the other two guys? And those are the two guys, though,
that I would take care of. Like, I would take care of guys who are young stars like that, and they're on their last deal. Like, I wouldn't play games with that. Like, this is the same thing that we have.
Dak's only 30.
Yeah, but Dak's had a big contract before. It is different. It is different between being on your first contract and Dak Prescott, who's already been paid a gazillion dollars. It is different. It's a little slightly different. And usually quarterbacks, that shelf life is a little longer. Like, even if Dak Prescott, God forbid, had a torn ACL this year.
He did. He got paid when he got hurt last
time. He did. But I'm just saying, like, God forbid that happened. He still probably would get, I mean, we just saw, how much did Kirk Cousins get off a torn Achilles?
Right.
Someone's going to pay Dak Prescott.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, but here, if you own the team, that's the most important position, right? Why are we playing games with that position if you have acknowledged that that's the most important position?
It kind of sounds like, though, he said, like, when you say you're all in, and if it sounded like if it flames out this year, like, are they going to tank? Can't picture the Cowboys tanking. Like, I don't know when the last time they've done that. They've had a pretty, you know, charmed quarterback life. Like, they really have, you know, they've gone from Romo to Dak Prescott pretty seamlessly. They haven't had a lot of gaps there outside of the injuries.
Right.
Jerry being the age that he's at, like, is he really going to tank? Like, would he really do that?
I just like, first of all, I'm a big believer in keeping the guys you drafted. I think that's very important, because that is a reflection of your organization, not the guys you bring in and pay a bunch of money.
I'm all in.
No, you're not. Sound like you put your left foot in, you take your left foot out, you put your left foot in, and you shake it all about, right? It don't sound like he all in.
It's the Jerry Jones hokey pokey.
Put it this way. I've never met somebody that was all in that didn't spend no money.
Schmeathen says Jerry Jones is only 2 years older than Pat Riley. Yeah, but come on, look at him. Pat Riley's handsome, dude.
Yeah, Pat Riley ain't walking around with a bottle of blue. Right?
No, well, he did say he was sipping tequila at the end of the season, right?
Yeah. Well, sipping. He ain't got it. Wait. Nobody don't know what Pat Riley's drink of choice is because he always drinking it.
Pat Riley, he was drinking the Matthew McConaughey tequila watching Game 5, which is just such a sad experience. It's just like, oh, there's so much Patty Mills.
Yeah. And then they go on to win.
I don't know how to handle those two situations. When you look at what Jerry Jones has to deal with, this Tua situation don't seem that bad. Right? Because it's only one guy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you want to throw Tyreek in there too.
There's a difference.
Holland's waiting for a call. There, you hear his comment yesterday? I'll get this for you. We'll take a break. We'll give you the Javon Holland had some comments on his contract. Take a break. Back after this.
What's up? Fresh is our turn, baby. Get up, get them boots for the merch. Just see them Gucci suits. Ain't got no job, but I stay shy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Happy Friday to everybody out there getting into this weekend. Good to be back in South Florida. I'm so happy to be back.
You're not really in South Florida.
Well, I mean, of course, I'm more South Florida than I was in Indiana.
Yeah, for sure. I went to a ranch in Florida the other day, and I was like, where the hell am I?
Like, where were you?
Tobin's house?
Westgate River Ranch. You guys ever heard of that?
I don't know what that is. Exactly. What is that?
I don't know. It's like, you know, if you do like family reunions, you can rent more than one thing.
Is that like one of those things where they're like, hey, come on, this will be fun. And you're like, this isn't fun.
Oh, yeah. It was great that I was only required to be there for a couple hours because, oh, man, I had a show that weekend. So sorry, guys. Yeah. But enjoy camping for the next 2 days. That should be fun.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're a big star. I'm a big star. I have no time for ranching.
For ranching.
What am I, part of Yellowstone? Okay. Speaking of Cowboys, you see this Jerry Jones?
You think behind closed doors, they're like, oh, crap, we in trouble. Jerry? Say something.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what this was.
Because he has three players who are going to get paid top five in their position. That's not counting the other two they just assume is leaving.
Yeah.
And he has no answer for it.
Oh, he has an answer.
I mean, he does. It ain't a good one.
It's a long-winded answer. Here was Jerry Jones yesterday discussing the state of the Cowboys.
I'm all in. Sometimes being all in means you narrow, you remove the months out here that are in the future. And you narrow it down to where all we're talking about is right now in the next playoff season. And that's it for everybody. We're all in. We're all in. It's all right there. Okay. We all got some things out here in the future, another 2 or 3 years on contracts, all that stuff. Let's all get in here. Zero right now in this. Dak's got his year. Contract, let's focus right here. We all got a lot on the line for that playoff game. A lot of it. So you've got to understand a weird way of looking at it a little bit with that time. Now, having said that, I want to say this to our fans. I know that I have had a lot of mistakes in these years. But the same guys making this decision that has the Cowboys and really got there by the skin of my teeth. And it was a miracle that I was able to pull it off. A miracle. But the same imagination, the same risk taking, the same taking risk but being pragmatic, being inconsistent, sometimes looking like you're a Mississippi riverboat gambler and then sometimes looking like you're trying to guard the National Vault. Those inconsistencies are how we got here. Now, that is what you're seeing going on right now. And I don't know for sure if it's going to work, but I am giving it everything I've got, and I'm all in to have it everything I've got. As sensitive as our fans are, they got a full load, a full-time me. I'm all in.
All right, Calvin.
Can I just break that down for you?
All right, Calvin.
Please give it your best shot.
Dak, CD, Micah, y'all ain't getting nothing. Let's just concentrate on this year, and then we'll revisit this next year, even though we're going to be in a worse situation next year. Right? Because think about it. If you get to where you want to go, say they get to the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
Dak, CD, and Micah. Now you really can't afford them all.
Yeah, for sure.
But here's the problem. They gave up 48 points to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a defensive player should be coming asking me for more money. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like his first time getting paid. Of course he's going to ask for more money, you know?
He can ask. But see, here's what I like to do. I like to take the reasons why it didn't work and compare them to what we think of Tua, right? Some quarterbacks, they will always give that benefit to. For example, Aaron Rodgers, as long as he's been in Green Bay, no running game, no playmakers, no defense, right? That's all we heard with Aaron Rodgers. Even though they go 13-3, 14-2, 12-4 every year, right? Some quarterbacks, no matter what is going on around them, it's on them. Dak's one of those guys. Like, you can say what you want about Dak. Dak didn't give up 48 points. He ain't play a lick of defense. 48 points to Green Bay. Y'all gave up so many points against Green Bay. They quarterback holding out.
That's true.
Right? And they scored 32. It wasn't a blowout.
He knows, but he's like, as a riverboat gambler, whatever the hell he's called, does he know what all in means? Because it kind of feels like he's calling. I don't think he is all in. I don't think he understands. That's not what that means.
As a riverboat gambler, all in means that you put all your chips on the table and sign everybody.
It kind of is like, no, that, you know, you guys are all in. I'm going to sit this one out.
Right. I get where he is. He's in a bad spot. And he's trying to explain being in a bad spot while still keeping the enthusiasm of his fans.
Yep.
And at some point, you just got to be aware that, man, and it's his own doing, because at any point in time, he could have re-signed some of these guys early and kind of created some more space for the future. But he's the only guy that now has, he's going to have five guys that's going to get paid in the top five of their position. And you can't withstand that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can. I mean, it's this cap keeps going up.
Not five guys. You can have one or two, maybe three guys.
You cannot have five guys getting paid top five money.
Yeah,
but the only guy that you really could look at if you're the Dallas Cowboys of obvious, like, you want to, like, give it one last hurrah. Like, I can understand them saying, hey, Dak Prescott, let's give it one last hurrah. You have paid Dak Prescott once.
Yeah, but here's the problem. If you do this, you can't franchise it. And athletes are petty too.
Mm-hmm.
That could go somewhere just because.
He could, but like the odds are, though, if they do end up giving him the contract that he wants, he's probably not going to go anywhere. He's probably
are
not.
You willing to,
would
you be willing to bet your franchise on that?
Am I betting my franchise on Dak Prescott? No, but I'm saying,
if you're an owner, and say Dak does well this year and get you to an NFC championship game, are you willing to hope with the games that you've played with Dak, not only this contract, but the last contract, that he just says, you know what, I'm done? Then what?
I don't know. I feel like if you get to that point, they're gonna back up the Brinks truck for him.
But then what about the other two guys? And those are the two guys, though,
that I would take care of. Like, I would take care of guys who are young stars like that, and they're on their last deal. Like, I wouldn't play games with that. Like, this is the same thing that we have.
Dak's only 30.
Yeah, but Dak's had a big contract before. It is different. It is different between being on your first contract and Dak Prescott, who's already been paid a gazillion dollars. It is different. It's a little slightly different. And usually quarterbacks, that shelf life is a little longer. Like, even if Dak Prescott, God forbid, had a torn ACL this year.
He did. He got paid when he got hurt last
time. He did. But I'm just saying, like, God forbid that happened. He still probably would get, I mean, we just saw how much did Kirk Cousins get off a torn Achilles.
Right.
Someone's going to pay Dak Prescott.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, but here. If you own the team, that's the most important position, right? Why are we playing games with that position if you have acknowledged that that's the most important position?
It kind of sounds like, though, he said, like, when you say you're all in, and if it's sounding like if it flames out this year, like, are they going to tank? Can't picture the Cowboys tanking. Like, I don't know when the last time they've done that. They've had a pretty, you know, charmed quarterback life. Like, they really have, you know, they've gone from Romo to Dak Prescott pretty seamlessly. They haven't had a lot of gaps there outside of the injuries.
Right.
Jerry being the age that he's at, like, is he really going to tank? Like, would he really do that?
I just, first of all, I'm a big believer in keeping the guys you drafted. I think that's very important because that is a reflection of your organization, not the guys you bring in and pay a bunch of money.
I'm all in.
No, he's not. Sound like you put your left foot in, you take your left foot out, you put your left foot in and you shake it all about, right? It don't sound like he all in.
It's the Jerry Jones hokey pokey.
Put it this way. I've never met somebody that was all in that didn't spend no money.
Schmeathan says Jerry Jones is only 2 years older than Pat Riley. Yeah, but come on, look at him. Pat Riley's handsome, dude.
Yeah, Pat Riley ain't walking around with a bottle of blue. Right?
No, well, he did say he was sipping tequila at the end of the season, right?
Yeah. Well, sipping. He ain't got it. Wait. Nobody don't know what Pat Riley's drink of choice is because he always drinking it.
Pat Riley, he was drinking the Matthew McConaughey tequila watching Game 5, which is just such a sad experience. It's just like, oh, there's so much Patty Mills.
Yeah. And then they go on to win.
I don't know how to handle those two situations. When you look at what Jerry Jones has to deal with, this Tua situation don't seem that bad. Right? Because it's only one guy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you want to throw Tyreek in there too.
There's a difference.
Holland's waiting for a call. You hear his comments yesterday? I'll get this for you. We'll take a break. We'll give you the Javon Holland had some comments on his contract. Take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.